views and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We are at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruz. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. It's just me in the studio this morning. No guests, just us. It's a political day, so I'll bring up my list of political things that I have going, and call in. Anything you want to talk about, again, 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. You know, sometimes I just like to not have a guess, say what's on my mind, see what's on your mind. We go from there, we enjoy it, we have a great day. Now, as you know, I am doing Dave's Lottery. That's right, it's a gubernatorial primary, is on August 18th. So I'm having a lottery. So far, I've got five people who've joined the lottery with the names of who they think is going to be the number one, two, three, and four people in their order. They're picking an order to be going into the general election in November. And if you get it right, or as all those who get it right, KFAR Radio is sponsoring a pizza night at Bobby's on August 25th, 1 week. It's a Tuesday, 1 week after the primary on August 28th. And so me and Emily, we did some reconnaissance, and we went to Bobby's last week on a Tuesday, and we ordered a pizza, and oh my God, I had the immigrant pizza, and it was incredible. Perry Wally's favorite pizza is the Giraldo's, and they're either number one or two with me, but it's at Bobby's because they're a Fairbanks Foodie sponsor. So, hey, if you have a thought, if you call up, I'm going to ask you anyway. And it's not who you want to win, who you think would be the best governor. And you can call up multiple times on this because so far I've got five people and I don't have the same from anyone. But this is fun. This is, you know, and you can change your mind. You can enter in as many times as you want. But how often do you get 17 people for a gubernatorial primary? And the names are Begich. These are the ones that I'm thinking are going to be in there. Begich, Bishop, Bronson, Crum, then JKT. Don't even know his full name, but people like JKT too. Halala, Taylor, Walker, and Wilson. Those seem to be the names that come to the top if your name, if the name of your candidate is not there that you like the best. Hey, sorry, there's only 17 of these people running. My God. Oh. So anyway, if you want to call in anytime during the next month, the primary is August 18th, do it. So anyway. So the legislature is still in special session. And they should be coming out a day or two with their bill. We'll see if it gets passed or whatever. Now this is what's going to happen. They're going to come out with a bill that is very similar to the House. This is my thought. Except for they're going to have a tax in there. They're stripping out the Senate's real estate tax, and they're going with a gas line flow-through tax, I believe. But they're also going to keep in the taxes, or they're going to implement the taxes on LLCs and the S corporation on gas and oil field production. I don't know how it's written in, but they'll figure it out. And that will pass. what they will do is let the governor, say, veto it. And if the governor does not veto it, let Glen Farm see if, or anyone else, if they want to do it. That way the legislature does something. Now, what does that mean? Well, what that means is your gas bill will go up. Simple as that. Glen Farm will not be paying the bill. The other operator, their name begets me right now, but it's all about them. They will pass that tax on to the consumers, the users. Simple as that. So the legislature, and that's what you want to look at. You know, you're going to be increasing utility rate on the consumers of Alaska. And that's the detriment, but the benefit is a state budget. And what does that mean for Fairbanks? I would say nothing, actually, right now. Maybe in 10 years it might. But we have our gas from a different source, and it's trucked. And there's, I don't believe there will be, this tax will be implemented on it. And we pay about, you know, $18, $20 per million cubic feet. But this will hurt Anchorage. They're going to be the big user on the gas line that comes down until they start shipping it out. Phase one is all in-state use. Phase two is bringing it down to Cook Inlet for production and shipping it out. And that first phase is going to be hitting Anchorage. And will the present, you know, they're going into Cook Inlet to find more gas. And will that be affected by this? And if it is Anchorage, you're getting a tax. It's as simple as that. And the consumers of Anchorage gas, and they're about, you know, they're 90% of the state to 95% of the state use of residential or gas, period, is in Anchorage and along the Kenai Peninsula. So they're putting a tax on that area. So it doesn't affect Fairbanks too much in the beginning. Maybe not at all. You know, there's other gas prospects that are being looked at for Fairbanks, believe it or not, that I know of, besides this one, that might be very economical, better than the gas line with the spur line into Fairbanks. But more on that later. That will come out later, I believe. At least I'll be bringing it out later. And so that's what I think is going to happen. They're going to pass it. It's going to have a, we'll see. Hey, you know, maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. Just reading the tea leaves, seeing how it's going to go. The question is for me is once it gets to the governor, whatever gets to the legislature, they're just going to say, we're signing this. We will have done something. Then they can defend themselves. They can duck behind something. They can say that we produce something and it's up to Glen Farm to see if it works for them. If it does, we told you so. If it doesn't, come on back. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out something else. The question will be, what will the governor do? Yeah, I just read in the paper, he's vetoed more things than any legislature, any governor has. Of course, he's had a very Democrat Party hostile legislature against him since he came in. Six out of his 8 years have had a hostile House and Senate. Six out of his eight. That's his politics. You know, simple as that. So can't blame him. He's vetoed stuff from people he really dislikes. He's vetoed stuff from people he likes. So he's pretty consistent. If he doesn't like the issue, he's going to veto the issue. And so there it is. Anyway, Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. Again, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255, and we'll be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
I'm Eric Roberts, and I want to talk to you about giving. the gift of life. Right now, over 100,000 people are waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. More than 90,000 of them need a kidney. One organ donor can save up to 8 lives. To learn more about organ donation and how you can help, visit MNITF.org. Become an organ donor today.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound. We're here with Shane Miller of Fairbanks, and a 184.6-pound halibut could definitely win you a weekly first-place prize. It could also win $10,000 in the Valdez Halibut Derby if it hangs on through September 6th. And a 170-pound halibut has won before, but generally they're over 200 pounds. So what do you think? Do you think your fish is going to hang in there, Shane?
I think it'll be there for a little while based on, you know, talking to the captains and the locals. It'll probably hang there for a little bit, but pretty consistently the winners are in those 200-pound ranges. I have seen smaller fish win, but I try to not get too excited about it because it is still a long ways away, and I don't want to upset myself if I don't make it. I was just pretty excited about winning the Hallabalooza, so that was pretty good for me.
Yeah, you did get $1,000. So what are you going to do with $1,000, and what would you do with $10,000?
With the $1,000, I'm probably taking another trip back to Valdez next month. Yeah. And then if I win the $10,000, I would probably just fix up some of the cars and maybe put a down payment on another car for my wife.
Are you going to be checking ValdezFishDerbies.com leaderboard?
I'll probably check it and see where we're at.
Coming to Valdez? Stay at Valdez RV Park. These TripAdvisor reviews tell you all you need to know.
Each site was clearly labeled, ground was graded well, and it's so close to the harbor.
Owners are friendly and accommodating, and the laundry, shower, and bathrooms were very clean. They even had s'mores at the fire pit.
Visit ValdezRVPark.com today.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
High temperatures reach up to 67 this afternoon under cloudy skies with a slight chance for isolated rain showers. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 49 tonight. Chance for isolated showers. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for showers. Highs level off around 59. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. It is mid-July, and that means there's only about this is our last week of Gold Panther baseball. And I haven't, you know, went to Saturday's game. I've been to a lot of games, but man, it goes by so fast. So I encourage you to get out there and enjoy some of the games this week. I mean, this is it. And it ends Sunday with a 2:00 game. And I'm going to be out there tomorrow and enjoy it. It's just the boys of summer are here. And I want to thank John Lorke and Carlos, the coach, for the performance of their team. And I've enjoyed the games, enjoyed them all. It's our team. And you know, getting the Anchorage Glacier Pilots up here again and playing for the second year in a row, that's a rivalry. It's a great rivalry, and I so appreciate the Glacier Pilots being able to come up and play and have that rivalry. You know, it's great. The biggest sports rivalry, that's the first one we had. Now, the biggest sports rivalry is when UAA comes to UAF. When Anchorage comes to Fairbanks, try getting that hockey ticket, the Governor's Cup. You know, one of these days, might be this year, might be 10 years down the line, but someone's going to say, well, Anchorage finally took a Governor's Cup. Yeah. You know, how many governors never gave Anchorage the Governor's Cup? Let's see, you have 8 years with Dunleavy, you have 4 years with Bill Walker. That's 12 years, and it's been 13 years. So the last governor that gave Anchorage the Governor's Cup, you know, and Anchorage didn't even have a team for some years with Walker, was probably maybe Parnell, if not Palin, at the end of Palin's, at the beginning of Parnell's. That's how long it's been since Anchorage has received the Governor's Cup. Congratulations, UAF. I like it. Anyway, just a thought. Just a thought. Now, there is the ranked choice voting. And I think, you know, on a statewide basis, if you want to start cleaning up politics, the elections, the elected people, how the process of how you elect people and getting stuff done down in Juneau or our nation's capital, this is where you start. This is where the standard starts. You get rid of ranked choice voting. Simple as that. Because you're voting for someone you don't believe is going to be best. So whoever, you know, if out of 17 people, there are 16 people running for state senate, there's 15 people running for the state house, and then four of them advance. And I tell you right now, you have people, no one's dropped out of the governor's race except for a couple people, two, because they all think that if they get to the final four, they don't have to be number one. They could be number two or three and still win because there'll be someone's second choice in the second round of voting. That's not how I want to pick a governor. I want to pick, you know, hey, you have your representative from the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the Libertarian Party, the Green Party. They're all in the ballot. You get one vote in the primary. You get one vote in the general. Here's my man. Here's my woman. Here is my representative that I am choosing. I'm not putting down four. I don't want to put down four in order. Oh, my God. Reverse Polish notation. I love my HP calculator. It works. This doesn't work. It does not work. So, and then they this outlight are deceitful. They say that it stops the the dark money. Horse malarkey. It brings in the dark money. We have more dark money now. My God. You know, how much are they spending on the Senate campaign? Did it start to stop the dark money from coming in? That's it right there. Right there. Take a look at that. You know, then take a look at the Mary Pattola campaign. I'm driving to my office this morning, and I hear her, you know, highbrowing it on how it's time for us to get rid of this 12-year senator who caves a special interest, this, that. You know, take away from the lobbyists and everything. And I'm saying, Mary, when Nick Begich beat you, you became a lobbyist. You went to the dark side, what you're campaigning against now or accusing Senator Sullivan of now. So we have a person who just retired from the Marines versus a person who just retired as being a lobbyist running for U.S. Senate. Who do you want to represent you in Washington, D.C.? Ponder that. Semper Fi or show me the money. Simple as that. And we're all trying to figure out, what did Mary Pattola do for her 3 years down there? Well, nothing. Enjoyed the glamour of it. What did she do in Fairbanks? She shut down our Fairbanks office, our Fairbanks legislative office, for the first time ever, probably, in our history of the state. I'm sure, my goodness, ponder that. She shut down the Fairbanks legislative, she shut down her Fairbanks office, congressional office staff here. She had a staffer for a while, and that person probably enjoyed going to Starbucks to meet constituents. But Mary Pattola shut down our office, such disrespect. So what brings this upon us? Ranked choice voting. That, other than the senatorial, I'm not worried about Nick Begich, NB3. I see that it's starting to, you know, They had the polls. They had Senator Sullivan down now. He's coming up. Everyone's starting to realize, oh, that's right. What was Mary Petullo when she was elected? What has she done? They're starting not to believe the spin. And now it's hard, now the spin is coming out. This is what she was. This is what she didn't do. So anyway, my worry is lessening on that. But vote yes on November on ranked choice voting to get rid of it. Stop the mess. Simple as that. Anyway, what the heck? What the heck? Now, voting, last day of sign-up is July 19th, which is on a Sunday. So if you're going to do it in person, Division of Elections here in Fairbanks in the State Building, better do it Friday by 5. And this is why, I'm registered to vote, but people who move, you move your location. And don't think of it as the federal vote. Think of it in the state vote for your district, or did you move out to Esther? Are you a Democrat and you are from District 34 and you're now in District 35, you're in Esther. If you're voting in District 34, that's as Republican as it gets. If you're in District 35, that's as Democrat as it gets. If you're in District 31, that's the middle ground. Did you move? Will your vote have influence? Do you want your vote to have influence? Did you move from into the city to the out of the city? That changes it. Did you move from, say, Farmers Loop to Executive Park? You're going from the borough this to the city. You still get the vote for the people in the borough, but you also get the vote for the people in the city. And be available for that. Also, on the our local vote on the, October 5th, 6th, right in there. Big vote. Do you want to have our vote moved from the first Tuesday in October to the first Tuesday usually in November? If you do, great. That means you'll have a higher percentage of voting people voting for local candidates. If you don't, great. That means you do not want a higher participation and vote for local candidates. Simple as that. Some people like it as it is because it's more controlled with less people. Other people will say, no, we want more people voting for better representation of the vote. So my thought is the more people who vote, the better choices you get. So I'm in favor of moving the election of local election to the same as the state election. And don't let anyone tell you that it's going to confuse the local voters. Bah, humbug. They're giving you a line of bull. We're all pretty smart. All you're doing is putting your ballot in a tabulation machine and they're figuring it out from there. So don't worry. And they're pretty explicit at each of the districts on how to vote, or the precincts rather, on how to vote and what you're doing. So anyway, we're going to come into some bumper music here. Santana, Oye Como Va. Oh, yeah. Love me some Santana. Then we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather. And we'll be back after these messages, Fairbanks.
up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
President Trump holding a bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq at the White House, where he discussed why he abruptly abandoned a plan to impose a 20% protection fee on ships traveling through the Strait of Hormuz.
There's never been a time like this for the United States, with the factories, with the plants, with everything else. And we would like to invest tremendously in the United States as opposed to charging a fee. And I like that, actually, because I don't think anybody should be able to charge a fee for the Strait.
There's a big protest outside an ICE detention facility in Scarborough, Maine this morning after the fatal shooting of a man by ICE agents in the state this week. Kelly Brennan's co-president of the Maine State Nurses Association calling for ICE to be abolished.
Abolish ICE! Abolish ICE! Abolish ICE! Abolish ICE!
America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports a regional task force seized over $30,000 worth of drugs last month in Southeast Alaska, according to the Juneau Police Department. In Juneau, investigators with the Southeast Alaska Cities Against Drugs Task Force identified the 9,000 block of G Street as the location of a source of fentanyl distribution within the community, according to police. On June 24th, CCAD executed a search warrant and arrested 39-year-old Jonathan Smith. Inside Smith's vehicle, police found about 17 grams of fentanyl, 54 grams of methamphetamine, and 44 grams of cocaine. The seized drugs have an estimated street value of $23,600. In a separate drug interception also in June, CCAD discovered a shipment of suspected controlled substances destined for Heidelberg, police say. The shipment contained about 38 gross grams of suspected methamphetamine with an estimated street value of about $7,800. Police arrested 70-year-old Verlaine Edenshaw and 65-year-old Raymond Guthrie. They were both taken to the Craig Jail.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
KFAR Radio is proud to bring you 50-50 Friday. Every Friday at 9 a.m., log on to our website for a half-price offer from a local business. Great deals on restaurants, stores, shops, services, sporting events, and more. It's 50-50 Friday. This week's offer?
It's the Alaska Axe Throwing Company off Van Horn Road. Full axe throwing lanes available for individuals, groups, or parties. Throw everything from axes and knives to spears and other items, plus a full rage room to blow off steam by smashing stuff. They even have a portable axe throwing trailer for your next party or event. This week, get a $50 gift certificate for half price. Good for throwing axes, the rage room, merchandise, and even beverages. It's this week's 50-50 Friday offer.
So log on to KFARradio.com this Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. for this awesome half price offer. But hurry, as this deal will go fast. It's 50-50 Friday from KFAR.
Lotto Alaska presents Crazy Train, the Aussie Experience, Saturday, July 18th, outdoors at the Spur parking lot. Crazy Train delivers a captivating show unlike no other, featuring Aussie's biggest hits. Don't miss this captivating show unlike any other, joining Aussie's timeless catalog with staggering dedication to detail. Vinnie Cormier's performance as Aussie is simply a must-see for reasons that go beyond the visuals.
Mr. Crowley!
Crazy Train, the Aussie Experience, a rock and roll journey you won't forget. This is an outdoor all-ages show. Tickets available online at aktickets.com. Presented by Lotto Alaska and brought to you by Pagoda Restaurant.
Mama, I'm coming home.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prus and Stu here in the purple padded room again. You know, my 11th year doing this, goodness, it goes by fast, you know. I only went through 13 years of grade school and high school out of 12, you know, so I can get to 13, I mean 12, and, you know, what the heck. 5 years of college out of, you know, on a four-year program, so what the heck. I'm used to putting in the overtime, get through it. Now, Esther. you're being discriminatory. You are. Simple as that. I was out in Estero this morning, real estate, and right across from the Golden Eagle Saloon, great place, enjoy getting beers there and having a cocktail. And I really like going to Flossie and May's for the coffee in the old Estero Hotel. But right across the street is this vacant lot with all these political signs. And there was Maxine Dibert. There was Peltola, Joy Beth Cottle, Ashley Carrick, all sitting there. Not one guy. Not one male. You know, you could have put a Tom Begich sign up there, a JKT sign up there, a Walker sign. You guys supported him, you know, what, 8-12 years ago. Not one. Come on, Esther. Get a guy sign up there. I know you're liberal, which is fine. But get a guy sign up there. Don't be discriminatory. My God. Anyway. Just one of those things. My goodness. So, now, again, 17 people running for governor. 16 people running for House, 15 running for Senate or vice versa on those last two. And you get to vote for one, and now those one you vote for, the top four. Now, out of Begich, Bishop, Bronson, Crum, Halala, Taylor, JKT, Walker, and Wilson, they're all good people. They're all good people. But who are your top four, and in what order? And if you have a thought, 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255, and let's see what happens. My goodness. Now, some people go with all the Bs, which would be Bernadette, Begich, Bishop, and Bronson, Bernadette Wilson, you know, the four Bs. And other people have thrown Halala and Crum in there. And a couple people have thrown JKT in there. So I've got about seven people so far that out of the nine that I've written down, I added JKT because, hey, two people wanted out of the five, put JKT as their number top four anyway. But who are you going to vote for? You know, out of this, you know, my God, you know, I know them all. I don't know JKT, but I know them all. And, you know, boy, who am I going to vote for my number one? I have not decided yet. I have not decided yet who my number one is going to be. Have you? So, hey, call up. Who's your number one? Who do you think you're going to vote for right now? You know, is it going to be someone local like Click Bishop? Is it going to be, not the firebrand Republican, but the outgoing, outspoken female Republican, Bernadette Wilson? Is it going to be Adam Crum, who has the experience? Is it going to be Treg Taylor, who has the experience? You know, he fought the Biden administration with all the lawsuits, one every 3 weeks. Is it going to be Dave Bronson, the Anchorage mayor? Is it going to be Tom Begich, the number one Democrat? Just because he's a Democrat. You might not know him. Might not know anything about him, but he's a Democrat. I'm going with the Democrat. Is it JKT, the guy who never said he was a Democrat, but is a Democrat, but is a young up-and-comer Democrat, but doesn't say he's a Democrat? That sounds like DEI. Is it Matt Halala? I really like Matt. You know, he's been successful at whatever he has done. Would he be a successful governor? I believe so. is it Walker? You know, he was, this is his fourth or fifth run, governor for 5 years, had to go through the crash of the budget, and he did something very tough and extraordinary. He reduced the dividend, got sued, won, you know, set the standard for going after the dividend to make it easy. That's the low-hanging fruit for the legislature. Oh, you know, there's no wrong answer. There's only your answer. But in ranked choice voting, you only get one, and then you rank the top four that you see there. And that doesn't even mean you like any of the top four that you see there. You didn't even vote for anyone in the top four you see there. But you get to vote for them in an order. That could be good. That could be good. Hold on a second. Had to have a sip of water there, my little throat thingy there. But anyway, but what causes this? Ranked choice voting. You get a chance to really knock it out. And it's so funny. The last two times, at the end of the day, it's going down. But after all the early voting is done in the mail-ins, it barely survives. Barely, the last two times. And they have you voting no against it to get it out of there. Now they're saying, yes, let's just remove this versus no, let's remove this. Think about that. You're voting no to remove something. And then you have the Ship Creek group and the 907 group, very liberal, black money, dark money groups, suing everything about this to keep it off the ballot. So, I mean, you know, these are nothing but attorneys, you know, out of Ship Creek. You know, this, anyway, Walker's chief of staff. Oh, boy. But, you know, that's why we have a vote. I think this time it'll pass because you're voting yes to get rid of something versus no to get rid of something. No, I don't want to keep this versus yes, I want to get rid of this. Stop the mess, vote yes, and we'll go from there. Fairbanks, we're going to take another commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio, just me in the studio today. We'll be back after these messages.
More is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
If you want to show off that summer smile, it all starts with a visit to Affordable Dental Care. And like the name says, yep, it's affordable. And nowadays, few things are more important than saving money. Affordable Dental Care does both. In a warm, friendly atmosphere, it's the perfect dental clinic for the entire family. From cleanings to crowns, they got you covered. That's Affordable Dental Care. See all of their services online at adcak.com. Affordable Dental Care, just off 14th Avenue, right downtown.
Is your driveway sinking? Is your foundation starting to move? Before you tear it all out, call Vertex Insulation. Vertex specializes in solutions that save you time and money, including house lifting, slab jacking, void fill, and so much more. They can level and restore your concrete driveways, sidewalks, and garages and help stabilize your foundation too. Residential or commercial, Vertex can help. Don't let sinking concrete sink your wallet. Call Vertex Insulation today at 907-456-7361 or visit vertexinsulation.com.
When it comes to powering your home or business, the ones Alaskans are turning to are the folks at Gen Solar. From professional solar panel installation to their impressive Tesla solar and power walls that offer incredible power storage. And, of course, Generac home backup generators. Gen Solar is the name to remember for affordable, reliable power for your home or your business. And never worry about power outages again. Gen Solar, powering your future with reliability and sustainability. On College Road in the River Mall, online at gensolar.com.
Looking to grow your reach? Graphic North Printing is your expert in bulk mail services, delivering your message straight into the hands of your future customers. With nearly 50 years of serving Alaska's interior, they get it done right, on time, and on budget. From bold postcards and flyers to brochures, business cards, and self-inking stamps, Graphic North prints it all, and prints it all perfectly. Stop by off Old Steve's across from Taco King or visit graphicnorth.com. Graphic North Printing, where your image matters.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies expected today with a slight chance for isolated rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 67. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for isolated rain showers. Low is dipped down to about 49. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Perez in the studio here. No calls yet this morning, but I'm doing pretty good. I've had wrote down a bunch of things I wanted to talk about. And the next thing I want to talk about is downtown Fairbanks. It's being downtown Fairbanks. It can be better. It could always be better. But here's a thought. You know, you have the starter block where the Polaris building used to be. And I bought when I was mayor, I bought a ice rink for it, and they redid it and put it there. Now, that's great for some wintertime use. They're getting the little cabins in there that was planned out. They're getting them in there. This is the Caribou Cabins, we called it. You get them over at Spinard Builder Supply, and we were having groups such as from Hutch or different organizations like that build them out, and they're doing that as cheaply as possible. Now, there is one vendor in there right now with bicycles, you know, for the summer, but it's let's take a look at this overall. At the end of the month is when the RFPs for building something there are due. Whether there's going to be anything that is significant that you want, I do not know. I do not know. But that's, I would counsel the city council not to put something in that doesn't make long-term sense. If it doesn't make long-term sense, don't give the property away. Wait. There will be other opportunities. Don't think that you have to go with whatever comes in this year. Don't be pressured by what the mayor, if she has a specific choice that just doesn't make economic sense, because she doesn't, no offense, Mindy, you just don't understand economics, never will, never have, period. But don't put in something that isn't going to be signature hallmark economic foundation for the downtown area. But here's a thought. You're going to have an interim use, and you have five items there, that five little Caribou cabins, one's being occupied. The site right now is being managed by Julie Jones of Festival of Fairbanks. Gave that to her. Fantastic lady. Exceptional. She also does Golden Heart Plaza. Just an exceptional person. She went out and she found the ice rink, brought it to me. I said, let's do it. Cost me $5,000, and then I had the Public Works Department move it, put it together, repair it, repaint it, make it look nice and shiny. Now, there's one of two things you want to do with that in the summer. This sort of puts it all together. You want activity on that site. You know, you have the street closed off. Hey, guess what? They're not using the skateboard park. Just not happening. Here's what you might want to do. You have two choices. To keep the, if you keep the ice rink there in the summer, you have to put something in it that brings people in. Or you remove the ice rink in the summer and start doing things on that site that bring people in. Now, here's a thought. I always thought that a large chess set with chess pieces, you know, about 4 to 5 feet tall, that the person moves. It's interactive with the two players. You know, I have an 8x8 board. So if each square is 3 feet by 3 feet, you're going to need a 24x24 foot area, not that big, or, you know, 32x32 if you want to make it 4 feet, depending on the size of your men. and you make it interactive, and then you have a couple chess tables there. You start bringing down people to play chess. Hey, not going to hurt anything. And then if you have a couple businesses down there, or you have the Festival Fairbanks, they have the storage. They're on site for the chess pieces. They put them out in the morning. They bring them back at night. You know, sadly, some degenerative people will spray paint. So, you know, hey, you paint over it, black and white, the color of the chessboard. But that'd be fun. That'd bring people down there. You know, chess is a great game. And you could also have checkers, a checker table down there too. You have your chess and your checkers, and, you know, let kids do it. They like them both. Let adults do it. Hey, what the heck? You know, I grew up with checkers. Then I moved on to chess. I have, you know, a chess game on my phone that when I'm on an airplane, hey, guess what? I don't have to, you know, don't have to have Wi-Fi for it. And so that's interactive. You have a very good, you have a very wonderful Golden Heart Plaza that has a portion down there for little concerts that's made for it. It's at the center of it along the Chena River. One moment, please. It's a nice Philharmonic area. So you have that. So you have, it doesn't, the starter block does not have to be a place that's for gathering of people. It has to be a place that people go there with something that's there that brings them there. And so far, closing the road hasn't done it. You're going to need something else in there. You know, with food trucks, are you going to bring food trucks there? Then you're competing against the last stop or whatever it is down there on Noble and 13th that was put in. That's 4 or 5 food trucks there right now. So, and then if you put a food truck in there, you're competing against other downtown businesses that want to, do you want to have a government sponsor of a food in? You probably don't. So something like interactive, like a big chessboard. And I'm not that good at chess, but I enjoy chess. I enjoy having the computer on my phone letting me win at the easiest settings. And I also enjoy having the computer let me beat it at gin at the easiest settings. You know, those are my computer games, Fairbanks. You know, I don't have Man of War. I don't have this. I don't have that. My computer games are on my phone, and it's chess and gin. And I grew up with chess and gin, playing my dad gin. And me and him played a lot of gin. And duck hunting out of Gila Lake, we'd play gin. Cards, you know, stuff like that. So anyway, excuse me, just a thought. Still somewhat recovering from my ailment that I had food poisoning. Can you believe that? I, David Proves, got food poisoning. And I did it to myself. Oh, man. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday were not good days for me. Yesterday was a recovery day. Today's better. Still weak. Walking up the stairwell here, still a little bit weak. But hey, luckily I had Nurse Emily, you know, making sure I ate right per se and hydrated with electrolytes in it and stuff like that. So I'm on the mend and able to do a full show here without a guest, without a phone call. Boy. Al, where are you, buddy? Huh? Craig, where are you, buddy? Randy, where are you? But anyway, you know, when I first started this, it took me about 5 years before I ever did always making sure that that guest was here. And man, if that guest wasn't here 5 minutes early, I would start getting excited. Now, okay, not having a guest, we'll figure this out. We can wing it. What the heck, you know? It is, 44 minutes of airtime. We can figure it out. What the heck? So, then you have your Congress. Nick Begich, you know, he's got that. That's, even though he has 14 opponents or 15 opponents, I've seen a gentleman who's a man of the cloth out of, looks like Anchorage, from the eastern bastions of liberal Anchorage, running against him and railing against the system and whatever. I don't think Nick Begich is a person who's getting rich by the system. He's not a Pelosi. He's pretty good. The interesting is going to be with ranked choice voting, if it does not, if it is removed. The question will be, what will Lisa Murkowski do? Will she stay as Republican? Will she run as an independent? That way she has a spot on the general ballot. If she runs as a Republican, the Republican Party is pretty dismayed with her, and she will not, she'll be primaried. Simple as that. And that's what ranked choice voting does, is it allows the party's number one person not to win. And it allows them not to primary a person in their district or their state that they don't believe has their values. So we'll see what happens. But that's going to be the interesting one. If ranked choice voting is removed, you know, I can see her. She's, you know, gathering up lot. She's gathering up bank. She is gathering up bank. And so whoever is running as an independent, you're going to probably raise $1 million or $2 million. And she's going to have $20 million. She'll have more. And she'll run as an independent. And or will she run as a Republican? Simple as that. Big question there. And that's what ranked choice voting will also settle. How will Lisa Murkowski run for re-election? Will she run as a Republican or as an independent? If there's no ranked choice voting, she is not running as a Republican. She will not win another write-in candidacy. A lot of Republicans did not like at all the person that she ran against, Joe Miller. Did not like that person at all. I wrote her name in. It was better than Joe Miller. Simple as that, that's for sure. But that's going to be interesting, the tail of the tape with ranked choice voting. And if it's gone, it's going to take, you know, about two or three voting cycles, elections statewide, to cycle it out and clean it out. You know, it's not easy getting a incumbent or a person who's in a long-term position on a position removed. That's the power of the incumbency. So, hey, we're down to our last minute. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's been fun. I got some people coming in tomorrow, but not today. So be thinking about who you're going to vote for. You only get one choice in your first round of voting. In your second round of voting, you get four. So who's going to be your number one? I have not decided yet. Have you? You know, if you're a Democrat, it's probably you're going with 80%. No. I would say 40-40-20. If you're a Democrat, you're going 40% Tom Begich, 40% Click Bishop, 20% JKT, Jonathan Christ Taylor. Bishop, because local person, good person, and this is how it is. So Begich, because he's a Democrat, and he has a D next to his name, and you never met him. So, hey, Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you tomorrow.